fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Tetrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
Hi, this is Bob Tetrakis bringing you the other side of the news. In the studio with Dan Dugan.
The other guy on WGRN, the Green Renaissance at WCRS. And online, we hope. Sometimes we're on, most of the time. We thought maybe that we'd have the Libertarian candidate, the last Libertarian candidate for governor here, but Travis Irvine backed out at the last minute. Something about having to start a police force? It's a Libertarian thing. I don't get it. I'm not real sure about that. But anyway, Kurds are happy, Dr. Bob.
Well, why is that? It's Friday, October 18th. I know why the Turkish army's happy and the Turkish strongman, authoritarian, Erdogan.
Yeah, right. Well, I like how Trump tells him, don't be a tough guy, but then compliments him on being a strong man, which is the same terminology, the strongman thing that, you know, we're supposed to not like.
Well,
right?
The
it's like mixing up guerrilla and freedom fighter.
Right. The interesting part is that if you saw the letter, is that the letter itself was so non-diplomatic, right? I think he took it from being the Don and a business tycoon. The whole tone was just so out of character on how you communicate with other world leaders and sovereign heads of state.
Like, right, it was sort of like pen pals or something. Yeah.
Hey, did I tell you not to be a tough guy or what?
One of the M's that criticized him, I get them mixed up. There was McRaven, there was Mattis, there was McCaffrey.
Don't make me destroy your economy.
They said something about it sounding fifth grade. Well, taking from what he apparently said to Nancy the other day, he called her third grade politician. But instead of third rate, but anyway. So he might be stuck in third grade or even earlier.
Yeah, I'm not even sure there are third grade politicians. I think we didn't have anything elected till sixth grade.
Yeah.
And then in high school with the student council.
Hmm. Yeah, right. Well, no, I've seen it happen. There are schools will have little elections.
Usually
they're all popularity contests. All elections, you know that, right? From kindergarten.
It would explain why I always lose.
Now, we love you. Matter of fact, I love you so much, I was a little bit peeved that I read recently in Vanity Fair that a woman had received much accolades from the Washington Post, and a woman named Julie Brown, not downtown, but the reporter, Julie K. Brown, many accolades for getting that story about Jeff Epstein out. She broke the story, or rebroke it, actually, right?
Well, or so they say. But really, the person who needs to get some credit is...
Is you. That's what I was saying.
Vicki Ward. Well,
okay. We'll credit Vicki Ward too.
Because Vicki Ward did an interview with me and actually gave me plenty of credit.
Yes.
As did the New Mint Press article, which is very detailed on the history of Wexner and Jeff Epstein.
Right. Well, the thing I'm finally realizing is he really was a financial genius of some sorts. Anyway. But they still don't know where the money came from. Well, that's real genius.
Everyone accepts that he got
money for nothing.
Half a billion or $1 billion perhaps from his one client that's well on the record. And that's Les Wexner. In fact, I just looked at the durable power of attorney that Jeffrey Epstein filed in 1999 in the Franklin County.
When you say durable, is that a specific type of
assignment? Yeah, it means essentially.
Not your typical power
it's
attorney.
Meaning durable, ongoing. It was signed in 1991, filed with the Franklin County Recorder's Office in 1991, but gave Epstein absolute power over all Les Wexner's financial dealings, absolute including the power. Selling of of property and moving money around the world. So you know,
That's it. That's if something happened to Les or no?
No, just no. While
that's durable. Okay,
Les,
that's
he's still alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
You know, you're an attorney in fact. Not by license, but given complete power.
Wow.
To run, you know, the billions of dollars that belong to Les Wexner.
Well, I guess I continue to forget that there were actual reasons why he could be trusted, because he could be trusted with people's money, but he goes bad or what? That's what I can't quite figure out.
Well, that's the question.
From the soap opera.
And here's one of the notions is maybe they were doing favors for Israel. Les Wexner was one of the founders of the so-called mega group, multimillionaire and billionaire Jewish businessmen who had a particular interest in promoting Israeli causes and Israeli foreign policy. So, again, intelligence agency, be it MI6 in Britain, or the Mossad or the CIA here, have long run sexual blackmail operations.
Right.
Because, you know, if you're a famous world leader, and Epstein knew many of those, we now know after he was convicted, he was meeting with Bill Gates, thought to be the world's richest man. But again, Governor Richardson in New Mexico, Bill Clinton was on the Lolita Express.
But see, he had financial dealings with some of these people, too. I mean, it wasn't always
very few of them.
It might be dubious financial, but I mean, it's not always dubious sexual situations, right?
Well,
I don't know Bill Gates.
If you're getting on a plane called the Lolita Express, 727, sold to him by the Limited or Elbran, which, you know, the controlling interest there is, of course, Les Wexner. All of that has been coming out lately. But
it's one of those stories that just won't stop. And there's a new article that in the Vanity Fair, which continues to tell us more about a guy who's already dead. And, you know, who knows? Could Trump be behind that? Maybe. I mean, there's so much that keeps popping up.
Trump's name is
emerged. Let's talk investigation, right? Can we talk about the impeachment investigation?
Sure.
Which
is the news of the week here. Obviously. We're broadcasting on October 18th.
Uh-huh. Or, yes, perhaps. Perhaps we are. But anyway, at the point we're broadcasting, yes.
Our recording.
Yes.
Perhaps not broadcasting.
All right. But at any rate, yeah. It is all the news this week, the week of which we have just experienced, where the ongoing investigation for impeachment, and hey, even John Kasich has come out in favor of impeachment. And you know, John's making the rounds on conservative talk shows, well, other talk shows too, lots of talk shows, hawking a book that he says is not about politics, it's about people. When asked if he might run for president, if, say, something would happen to our current commander-in-chief, would he want to get it? And he won't answer. He's playing coy about it.
But he was the last man standing in the 2016
election. The last man. Yeah, you could. Yeah, the last real person standing, perhaps.
I mean, there was Trump, and Kasich was the last one to bow out.
Right, exactly. So, and he looks good through all this. And again, now he's hawking a book that talks about, it's like Profiles in Courage, but it seems more like people who go get cats out of trees and things, you know, get Johnny out of the well or something.
That could take some courage.
Doing good things out there.
Particularly if it's a feral cat.
Yes, I've noticed that.
But a lot of those feral cats, in the words of our president, are overrated.
Overrated. Well, who's overrated now? Mattis, is that who it was?
Yeah.
There's all these M's.
Well, it gets real. It's getting so bizarre. First of all,
the old generals and admirals were upset.
Yeah, we have these longstanding institutions, right? And for the most part, generals try to stay out of politics.
And even though they're gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. By the way, great rhyme on that theme song, isn't it? Yeah, anyway.
Well, the evil mind that plots destruction would be Trump in this case.
There you go.
With
obvious
Erdogan
right.
From Turkey. And again, you know, we betrayed our allies, you know, the Kurds in Syrian territory. The Kurds had fought with us, really, to beat back ISIS.
Sure.
Just a crazed.
But they
jihadist,
weren't in Normandy.
Right. Well, you know, it's even where the hell were the Kurds at Valley Forge?
Yeah.
You know, okay. I mean.
They weren't in Incheon. I mean, come on.
No, yeah.
The list as long as your arm or the Kurds
when
weren't.
When the Chinese volunteers crossed the border into North Korea, where were the Kurds?
Yes, where were the Kurds?
Well, they were being oppressed by the Turkish people, the Iranian government, the Iraqi government, and the Syrian government.
You know, the Turks go way back on this here genocide thing, and I think most people pay attention to history.
Can we say Armenia?
Yes. Yeah. It used to be located to the south of Turkey.
And they were actually obliterating Kurdish villages.
Vicious.
You know, when we were attacking Saddam for attacking the Kurds during the first Gulf War.
With weapons we
in
gave.
In 91. Right. Is that what was left out is that Turkey had completely annihilated, removed all the people and destroyed about 500 small Kurdish villages.
Right. And, you know, I think people forget, and though I'm not a pro-war type person, you know, when I was a kid, I paid attention to what was going on in military action, you know, or the past wars. And in the case of when we went into Iraq, the Turks would not allow us access through Turkey, which gave the retreating Iraqis a direction to go and regroup.
And gave them people to kill. The Kurds.
Yeah,
so there's
a
long history of the Kurds being betrayed.
Right.
In that case, there was an agreement, ending of the war agreement, which said the Iraqis could not fly fixed-wing planes over two-thirds of their country. But it didn't say they couldn't use attack helicopters, which they were using to completely slaughter the Kurdish people and drive them into the mountains. And there's an old saying in the Kurdish language that our only real friends are the mountains.
Are the mountains, yeah. I would guess that's probably been said by other mountainous people because that's
including
a repeating part
Albanians
of
and Appalachians in the U.S.
If you're listening right now, it's WGRN at 94.1 on the old-fashioned radio and WCRS.
92.7.
Yes.
And 98.3, Mr. Dugan.
There you go. And we're online at those places that you find us and can listen to us.
But you won't find any Kurds who lost 11,000 people beating back ISIS with U.S. Special Forces.
And in the meantime,
who
the VP.
Feel very betrayed, right? Special Forces are there. They've bonded.
Sure
they have a relationship with our allies, the Kurds. And essentially, you tell them without notice to get the hell out of the country to the point that within a day or so, former U.S. installations are being occupied by Russians.
Sure.
And of course,
the U.S.
they're
is bombing
filming.
Our own places. Yeah.
Yeah, just incredible betrayal.
It is unbelievable. It's a humanitarian crisis, but somebody at the top doesn't seem to get it. And so after he greenlights Erdogan and says he'll destroy the economy again, then they send in the VP. He comes up with a five-day full pause. But here's what I don't understand, all right? If it's a ceasefire, isn't a ceasefire between two opposing parties, two warring factions? In this case, it says, Turkey has agreed to a ceasefire. And then they broke it, apparently, today, and killed another five Kurdish fighters. It's unbelievable. But it's those times we live in, right?
Right, and you had reports of Turkish militia.
Don't be shocked.
In the area firing on U.S. troops.
Right.
So our NATO ally, Turkey, firing on U.S. Special forces and troops in the area. I mean, this is a legendary crisis. You really have to go back to, like, the Civil War to get this type of tension within the military, and that was a divide.
Within the military towards the commander-in-chief.
Yeah, towards commander-in-chief, right?
Yeah,
right. You know, as Confederate former soldiers of the U.S. Army,
right.
You know, left and fought with the Confederacy.
Right.
So, I mean, you've got a situation.
So, well, at what point does Trump start screaming, it's a coup? They're out to get me. I mean, he's already said things like that, and, you know.
And he's already called upon the military and bikers and cops to back him.
Weren't there truckers, too?
Truckers, bikers.
But the military is seemingly not behind him, but it seems like most of the guys you see on the TV or anywhere online that are qualified to talk about it, they're not of the current administration because they're not allowed to talk about it, and they're not allowed to show doubt in what our, you know,
well, commander Mattis
does.
Had tremendous power there within the
right.
As much overrated, as he can within right? the yeah. Trump administration. So, again, you've got Mattis and the fact that Trump was a chicken hawk and didn't fight in the Vietnam War.
Right. The one fellow, McCraven, said, I earned my spurs in Call of Duty. I don't think he's talking about the video game, but anyway. And Trump earned his from a doctor. So, yeah, there you go.
So, yes.
Maybe he said combat.
The chicken hawk from New York.
Well, is he? That's the thing. He's not really. That's what's so crazy about all of this. You know, he talks tough. So,
But he never did combat. He managed to elude actually serving.
Well, even the turtle who heads up the GOP in the Senate says this is a grave mistake, though. So, I mean, forces.
And Lindsey Graham keeps, you know, going, oh, my God, this is awful.
He's upset. He's very upset. And so am I. So are most people I know of a sensibility. Of course, then there's guys like Dan Dugan. They walked through a truck stop yesterday and say something like, "Did he quit yet?" As guys, truckers are looking at the Fox TV or looking at whatever TV. And I go, "Did he quit yet?" Somebody goes, "What?" And I go, "I just want to see that fat, lazy piece of crap throw in the towel and walk out the door." I got a few laughs, actually, out of that. First Amendment, baby. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether it applies at the truck stop, but
well, you know,
yeah,
I'm just hanging out, trying to hang out with truckers. You know me; I'm one of those guys. Happen to be passing through, but you know, all I got to do is look up and see that ridiculousness that we're all sort of
on
subject
his way to.
To
a boxcar to meet boxcar Bertha.
And as we waited out, although I do believe that Nancy Pelosi has done a pretty good job. I mean, I don't think a lot of people say it on Facebook.
Well, she
but
said
I
the
will
president had a meltdown,
and of course, he said she did. But yeah, you know.
Of course,
right. And that was back to the third grade.
But that was right before he said, "I'm rubber, you're glue."
I think I did. Yeah, the
whatever
old rubber
you say
clause.
Bounces off of me and sticks to you. You had the meltdown.
In the meantime,
not me.
One of the Democratic Party's finest.
I know what I am, but what are you, meltdown woman?
One of
it was some of his best lines.
One of the thank you. It was. You're right. There's so many of them. I don't know where we can start. So, minor sniper fire and mortar was one of my favorites. But in the meantime, one of the Democratic Party's favorite or strongest. People passed away, Elijah Cummings. A lot of people remember he and Trump had it out over Baltimore.
Right, and also he was in charge of the Oversight Committee, which would have been the key committee, one of the keys, if not the key committee, in the impeachment. So I'm already...
Right, a woman named Maloney from New York, I guess, has assumed that role, so we'll see.
Well, her name starts with an M. She had
another M, that's right. They're all the M's are against him. That's the way it lines up. Yeah, so did you get to meet Elijah Cummings at some point, Dr. Bob?
I testified before Congress.
You did.
On the vulnerability of our elections and how easy it is to hack, and Elijah Cummings was there.
He was on the on the committee at this oversight, or what was the?
This was sort of a joint committee that that was put together, sort of a in Washington that had many members of the Black Caucus at it that were being briefed on the vulnerabilities of our elections, and particularly how easy it is to hack our voting machines.
Right, and so he was there.
So I did get to meet him. Yeah.
Right. Sure. I mean, seemingly our kind of guy, a fighter to the end, is how he was definitely described.
Okay, to tell you how people regard Trump, I've already gotten a few calls going, you think Trump got him?
Oh, yeah. Don't put it past him. Yeah, we wouldn't put it past him.
They don't call him the Don for nothing.
You know, also... what's this Mulvaney? What's Mulvaney again? Chief of Staff? No.
He's acting? Now looks like the...
What was he? Yeah. He'll be fired tomorrow. So.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So there was a press
conference. But he was doing the PR work, you know, so...
Yeah.
He looked like he was acting as the president's spokesperson.
Right. And what he said in a press conference the other day was that there was quid pro quo.
Hey, but it's just politics.
But it's okay.
You want to hold up money legally authorized to an ally in the Ukraine. And, if they want that money, it's impounded by the chief.
Well, there were three reasons he gave. One was the corruption there. And
they wanted to get to that weird investigation of supposedly a Democratic server in the Ukraine, which most people think is some bizarre fantasy like Pizzagate, right? Probably being put into play by the Russians, whose militias occupy the eastern part of the Ukraine as well as Crimea.
Right.
But
well, Trump has already told us Obama was outsmarted there anyway, so, right.
Of course, and Obama's responsible. Obama is the guy who told the Kurds not to help us in the Mexican War. In 1848.
He's the one who talked about a Normandy, actually.
Yeah. He was in on all that stuff.
Yeah, they were going to go, but Obama talked him out of it. You know how he is. So, here's an issue we seldom talk about. Brexit. There seems to be...
Boris Johnson.
Boris Johnson seems to have actually found a solution in Northern Ireland. I just want to talk about, Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic. Well, I've always wanted to talk about Brexit, and here we go. So apparently they have worked something out between the Irish Republic and Northern Ireland. Yippee. So,
he's got a plan.
Go figure.
He's not won a single vote in the parliament since he took over from Theresa May.
Yeah.
He's got a plan. It's expected it's going to be voted down.
Right.
Right. He misled the Queen terms of delaying the start of Parliament. But he's also, if it gets voted down, he's going to ask for another extension.
You know what else he
on
has?
On Brexit.
And that's right. He will. And yes, he'll have to, right?
Right.
But he also has a better comb over than Trump does, right? I mean, clearly. The comb over is highly
his
superior
name, Boris.
To
it's
Trump's
the type
comb-over.
Of comb over you would expect a man named Boris to have.
I've been getting away with my comb over for years. I tell you, it works wonders in my social world. Hey, Bob, you know what else happened? There was another black woman shot in Texas and killed. Another black person.
But again, that was the mistake. She was in her house in Texas with a gun, which means you're a God-fearing Texan. You start shooting people in their own houses who've got a gun, Texans ain't going to stand for it, be they black, white, Hispanic, or any other race or creed. Right.
Yeah. So once again, our you know,
The guy who finest. Went there on the welfare check. Hi, your door's open. We need a welfare check here. So he shows up and shoots the person inside.
Say that again, because maybe I missed how that actually was supposed
A neighbor called in and said, her door's open.
Right.
Could you check on her? Usually,
check on her. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's known as a welfare checkup, right? Is that you're going there to make sure she's okay.
Right.
It's not you're going there to murder her.
Right. Well, one never knows.
I found her.
Yeah, I got there and I realized she was black. I mean, come on. It just goes on and on in this lovely country.
But they did act quickly, which, you know,
rarely, yes.
To their credit.
Right.
But again, I think it's because it's Texas. And of course she had a gun in the house. She's a Texan.
Right. Right. You have to have one, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's in the Texas Constitution.
It is in the Texas Constitution. What's a constitution, Bob? What do we know?
Well, it's overrated.
Yeah. And are we in the final days of the American experience?
I don't know. It's for the first time in my life, I've got people who I consider very bright, very thoughtful, saying like, man, we're in a crisis.
And we've only got 2 minutes to answer
it's
this
sort
question.
Sort of, you know, and Trump talks again about a coup, essentially. I mean, he's taking on the military. He's betrayed the special forces, right? The elite of the military who are fighting and advising, you know, the Kurds and fighting side by side. So you've betrayed your most elite forces. You then attack the most highly regarded generals. You know, if this wasn't the United States and we didn't have a long history of civilian control of the military, if this was half the countries in the world, there would have already been a coup d'etat, and Trump would be in prison somewhere awaiting a trial.
Yeah,
so thank God the framers were smart enough to put in checks and balances. But I think when you go after the military, he's already, you know, I don't know what he's thinking. I mean, he went after the intelligence community as well and said he believed Putin over their reports. So you take on the deep state and you take on the military.
In the meantime, while we still have a democracy, you can vote for Joe Motil or you can vote for Song Rat Somborn. I swear I was going to get it right.
Song Rat Somborn.
Tiffany White, Ms. Bayman.
And many other alternative
Kimberly
candidates
Mason.
You should probably
also
check out.
Come out to the Free Press Benefit on November 4th featuring Donna McGavero.
That's Monday, Awards November 4th.
Monday, yes. It's coming. I'll be there. You'll be there. We'll all be there. We'll all have a good
all
time.
All God's children will be there.
Praying for
again, Trump's health, as Nancy, he had a meltdown.
Sure.
Yeah, so you wonder. I mean, this guy has got to be under a lot of stress. He needs disability, the 25th Amendment. All right, peace. Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.